Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to talk to you all about the future of skincare. I recently went to the Octane meeting, and this was the Aesthetic Tech Forum in Newport Beach. Octane was such a great meeting. There was a focus on all things new, cutting edge, and up and coming. And let me tell you, the future is bright. One of the things that I'm super excited to learn more about is bioadaptive skincare. And bioadaptive, what does that exactly mean? That is skincare that focuses on optimizing the ability of your skin to adapt to environmental stressors like UV radiation, pollution, fluctuating temperatures. This is an emerging field, and it just kind of merges nature's bioactive ingredients with really cutting-edge scientific research. So I love this idea because I think coming back to a wellness approach where we're looking at ingredients that are botanically derived is super important. This is going to support skin's long-term health, resilience, and protection mechanisms. So especially when we look at ingredients that are derived from extreme environments, these bioadaptive skincare, it will really activate the skin's natural adaptive mechanisms as well. Your skin is constantly exposed to stressors that contribute to oxidative damage, inflammation, and premature aging. So prolonged exposure to UV radiation is probably the most important thing we have to protect against. But now there is also pollution, harsh weather conditions. In LA right now, there is smoke and ash and all this particulate matter, and all of this pollution can really prematurely age you and accelerate your breakdown of collagen and elastin, leading to early signs of wrinkling, sagging, skin elasticity. And like, it's not about vanity. These outer signs are reflective of inner inflammation and inflammation driving aging. A study in 2012 found individuals with early signs of neck wrinkling were more than 4 times more likely to develop melanoma compared to the general population. And another research study looking at the damaging effect of pollution on the skin found that both outdoor and indoor pollution, both were found to accelerate signs of skin aging, including brown spots, lentigines, and wrinkles. So there's, you know, UV on the outside, there's blue light on the inside, there's problems everywhere. And you can't just give up. So we need to apply some kind of defense mechanism. The bioadaptive skincare kind of really addresses these challenges, and these ingredients that fight oxidative stress help promote repair. One of the key things that you'll find in these new skincare things is adaptogens. Also antioxidants, also microbiome supporting compounds, and each one of these helps the skin to be more resilient. So the bioadaptive skincare relies on environment, and it relies on finding ingredients that are found in really harsh conditions. For instance, rhodiola or morel root or Siberian ginseng or chaga mushrooms, resurrection plant, Evodia, these are all known for anti-inflammatory and stress-fighting properties. And why not? They're found in these environments like Siberia, where there's extreme forces at work and plants survive there. My own neck cream is super amazing because of peptides derived from the flowers that grow in the Alps, the Edelweiss flowers. Now, it's the Alps. There's ice and there's snow and there's dry, dehydrated, cold air. And these plants have beautiful petals, and they're growing amongst these environmental conditions. So peptides derived from these type of botanical ingredients have the ability to really improve and protect skin the same way they improve and protect the plants. The ingredients work by regulating inflammatory response and minimizing damage. Ginseng is one of the most studied bioadaptive ingredients, and this actually has been shown to stimulate collagen and increase elasticity and give kind of that natural glow. And in addition to plant-based ingredients, we often incorporate probiotics and prebiotics now to support your skin's microbiome. The microbiome plays such a critical role in skin health. It stops infections, It helps us manage inflammation. It maintains the healthy skin barrier. And when you don't have the right bacteria on your skin surface, you are going to have all kinds of problems with acne and organisms living on the skin surface that are inflammatory and infection prone versus those that help the skin barrier. So probiotics like lactobacillus are often used to improve the barrier and promote the health of the skin. DeLange did a study, and he and his colleagues found that lactobacilli directly combated skin pathogens by inhibiting their adhesion, producing antimicrobial metabolites and influencing how pathogens are metabolized. And we see this even culturally, that cultures that consume yogurt, cultured probiotic medium, they're eating kefir, having kombucha or yogurts, they tend to have anti-inflammatory skin conditions. And I think culturally it's important to sort of like look at your own ancestral background and the cultural foods that maybe have helped in your genetic profile and your ancestry can help from within. The diet you eat helps the microbiome expression of your gut, which is intimately related to microbiomes on the skin surface. So when you nurture this balanced microbiome, you help to combat skin sensitivity, you prevent flare-ups of eczema, rosacea, acne, you can better control psoriasis, and also just sensitive inflammatory skin. All of these kind of ingredients offer immediate benefit, but they also support long-term skin regeneration and anti-aging. When you have better collagen, when you have less oxidative damage, your skin barrier is better, you are going to get less aging changes. For example, one of the popular adaptogens is called ashwagandha, and this definitely everyone has heard of it because it reduces your own stress, it gives you a calm sense, and it protects you like with that mental reserve. It gives you that balance, but it also reduces oxidative stress and prevents skin from premature aging. So studies have shown that ashwagandha's antioxidant properties enhance skin texture and resilience. This makes it really excellent for fighting environmental damage and stress, internal stress and external stress. A clinical trial in 2023 found that applying ashwagandha-infused lotion for 2 months could increase participants' skin hydration and elasticity compared to controls. So I think that this natural, bioadaptive, holistic approach to getting healthier and more resilient skin is really going to be trending in the year ahead. And I am a super fan of this idea. I really have tried to think in my own skincare line of ways to improve the ingredient profiles, ways to improve kind of the natural approach and using more botanicals. And I think that this is going to maintain and continue to be a trend. The other super amazing study that I thought was so interesting was presented by my good friend Steve Diane and Sabrina Fabi. They did a study that looked at the psychosocial dermal axis. And this was the study that looked at a topical skin ingredient, a novel formula, that when you applied it, not only did it improve skin quality, but it also improved people's perception of your attractiveness. It improved the subject's quality of life. It improved their own sexual satisfaction. They looked at 40 women subjects and they compared them to either a skincare product or a placebo for 4 to 8 weeks. And they did all kinds of standardized photography and impressions and assessments and questionnaires on confidence and sexual satisfaction. And the results of this showed that improvements were really significant. The product users projected better first impressions. They appeared on average 3 years younger than their actual age, and 86% of subjects reported increased confidence. Product users found random people of the opposite sex to be more attractive 88% of the time, and they reported improvement in their own sexual satisfaction in 90% of the categories. So this is so interesting. This is called XO skincare. XO. The use of this novel topical showed really statistically significant improvements in skin quality, confidence, relationship satisfaction, youthfulness, attractiveness. Incredibly interesting to find moodceuticals, like changes in mood, related to using skincare. So it's the psychosocial dermal axis that's changing. So I think this is going to be a huge category in skincare in this year and the coming years ahead. This is all relatively new concepts, but the idea of using these powerful nature-derived bioactives, treating the microbiome, and improving bioadaptive skincare is the future. I love the idea that the mood is going to improve, as well as attractiveness, sexuality, and confidence. Well, guys, hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully you learned a lot. I know I learned a lot learning about these bioactives, but that's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing skincare. Try my peptide-based neck cream. Honestly, you're going to love it. The harsh environment of the Alps, the Edelweiss flower, it is going to dramatically change your neck. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.